We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code FITNESS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at KACHAVA.com, code FITNESS.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, joining me now for recommendations of what to watch on the big screen and small is John Faraday, presenter of Screen Time here on News Talk, and entertainment journalist Serena Bellissimo. Hello to you both. Do you know what? Hello. Before we talk about the movies, I am going to talk about your programme.
Okay.
John,
great.
I'm going to start
finally
with Screen Time because of one particular guest you have on.
Well, I have 3 particularly good guests this week.
Come
I'd
on,
like to
go
say.
For the big hitter.
So I'm delighted to say that I'm going to be talking to George Clooney and Adam Sandler. About the new movie that's come to Netflix next week. It was in the cinema last week, J. Kelly. And I can tell you, I've done the interview, they were in great form. They really were. They were up for a good bit of crack. And they talked about everything from writers to like their Irish roots and lack of them and Freud. And just a great chat with them, you know?
And is he as good looking in the flesh or across Zoom? I mean, really, forget about the movie, the accent, whatever. Is he as attractive? Can I say that? Can I ask that?
I mean,
that
he's
I have.
Much like myself, he's aging incredibly well. You know? Can I also mention that Sydney Sweeney's on the show as well? So it's one of those weeks,
and
you know?
And can we just say something that John's not going to say? He told me slyly off air. They loved his interview with John as well. They
All right. Don't be giving John a big head.
Thanks, Serena.
Big head.
5, wasn't it? Yeah.
Okay, we will be tuning in to that. Speaking of Sydney Sweeney, you have both chosen the movie Christie to start off with this week. Okay, this is, first of all, Serena, based on a true story. So tell me that story briefly.
So Christie Madden was one of the first female boxers in the 1990s. She came out of a really small town in West Virginia, didn't know what she was going to do with her life. And all of a sudden, she found out that she was actually not bad at boxing. From the minute she started, she was played by men. Like, they just took over her life and no one had her best interests at heart. She was also questioning her, dealing with her sexuality. She knew that she was gay, but her family wouldn't accept that she was gay. So in amongst all of that, there's grooming from her husband. And you'd think that the biggest fight that she had, I love a boxing movie because it's always all about the underdog and it's about the ring, and the battle really is in the ring. But for her, the battle wasn't necessarily only in the ring. It was outside of the ring. And what happened to her outside of the ring was horrible, just horrible. She's played by Sydney Sweeney. And now we have varying opinions on how Sydney Sweeney did, because this, it didn't have a great outing at the box office. Like in the first week.
I think you're being kind.
Well, it only made $1 point something million in its first weekend of release.
$1.3 million. It was the worst US start ever for a movie opening. In more than 2,000 theatres.
And her response was interesting. Sydney Sweeney took to Instagram and she said, "We don't always just make art for numbers, we make it for impact. And Christie has been the most impactful project of my life." And I agree with her. But on a film like this, you'd expect it to have both. You'd expect it to be Hilary Swank's Million Dollar Baby. That's what I thought this was.
Well, that's what I thought when I read it. And you read about her personal life and
she's
how tumultuous it was. You're thinking, this is ripe for a movie. This is ripe for a biopic. This doesn't sound that complicated. Mm. Did you like it?
I did. You see, the thing about those figures in the States, there's something going on at the moment with dramatic cinema, particularly in America. There are a lot of movies that were expected to do a lot better that aren't. We talked about the Springsteen quasi-biopic a couple of weeks ago, Delivery from Nowhere. That's in essence been a flop, which I'm really surprised about. And there is something, you know, I'm no psychologist, but there's something in the state of the world, I think, that there isn't a huge appetite for these serious dramas or something, because there's a lot of unexpected flops. I'm surprised by how much people are kind of hating on this. I know Serena disagrees. I thought Sydney Sweeney was great in this because she's this complicated, tenacious, but yet also terrified woman who's in this male-dominated sport, male-dominated in every sense of that phrase. You know, Don King is in there. Her husband, played brilliantly by Ben Foster. I think the scumbag he plays, and I can call him that, and the world knows that, Christy Martin actually said Ben Foster is Jim Martin. Like, she was terrified watching him. So I thought it worked. I thought it was a good boxing movie, and I thought as a story of a woman trapped, I did really like it. And I thought Sydney Sweeney was great. She carries a lot of baggage and making very strange jeans ads, and you know, her politics mightn't be to everyone's liking, but I did think she was very good in it. And
but
I'm surprised.
But there is a bit of a pile on her directly, yeah. Isn't there, and how she has played this. I mean, do you like her in the other stuff, and White Lotus and Euphoria? Yes.
Yeah, so I have to say, this wasn't coming, because I don't want to add to the pile on, because I don't think it's fair,
no.
Right? So, because we're talking about this performance, and I think I do enjoy her acting. I just thought she was really miscast in this. She did a good job. I'm not saying she was terrible, but I just think another actress would have done a stronger job, and that this movie required an actress of that caliber. I could feel her acting. I know that's what they're doing. I'm not stupid. But you know when you can feel someone acting, it doesn't feel seamless? That's what it felt like.
That's an awful review of an actress to say. The movie around her was good, but actually if she was better, it would have been better. But look, fair enough. And most of the critics are with you, I think, that.
But I did cry. And this movie is phenomenal, and I want everyone to see it, because Christy Martin deserves her story to be known, and she's an incredible woman who's overcome so many horrific events.
Okay, John, let's look at your next recommendation, which is the Beatles anthology on Disney Plus. Now, yeah. What story are they telling this time? Haven't we had this story told before?
We have. Now, so this is a quasi new release. Well, it is very much a new release on Disney Plus. So 30 years ago, on ITV, this was shown. And the idea was, this was finally the Beatles from the inside out, because there had been so much written about the Beatles and discussed. But this was the three of the remaining alive ones, George, Paul and Ringo, telling the story with just their voices and a couple of people who were very much on the inner sanctum. And it was 8 hours long, I think. It was 8 episodes. And I remember 10 years after that, before I had children or a marriage, sitting watching it in about 10 hours one day going, this is heaven. I'm a big Beatles fan, so maybe I'm not giving a very objective review here. What they've done is they've re-released it 30 years later. The sound is better. But it looks kind of cleaner. And they've released an extra hour. And I don't want to say they're jipping the audience around.
So now we're up to 9 hours?
We are. The extra hour is George, Ringo and Paul chatting, and we have some extra footage that wasn't shown in the first one, and it's kind of cobbled together. This is them in the 90s wearing their leather jackets and stuff like that, working on that song Free as a Bird. Here's what I'll say. They maybe did not need to release this again. That said, the 8 hours of the Beatles anthology is just joyous. Like, sometimes occasionally crazy people say, I think the Beatles are overrated. And after I finish slapping them, I say, watch the anthology. The Beatles were not just a band. They were a social movement. And this shows all that in all its glory.
How is it different to Get Back, to that series, I think, I watched a couple of years ago?
Get Back was just them recording Let It Be, basically.
Okay.
Even though they like to do these things, that was 7 hours long. So yeah, but this is the beginning, middle and end of the Beatles. Watch this and you'd never need to watch anything else. So the new one looks a bit different and sounds slightly better, but it's in essence the same. But the same is okay in this case, because it's a brilliant documentary.
So if you're trying to give your teen music education, is this what, like, instead of doing the Get Back one, sit them down to this and go?
Absolutely. Okay. And what's beautiful is George, you know, one of the most defining creative relationships of the 20th century was John and Paul. Mm. And it's heartbreaking, some of the stuff. He lent them some chocolate, even though they'd no money. Like, they grew up post-war Liverpool. It's just beautiful. I'll well up if I keep going.
So 9 hours of your life well spent, says John. Okay, let's go to you, Serena. 9 years after Zootropolis took the world by storm, we now have Zootropolis 2. Is Shakira involved? Because that song and me.
Shakira is involved, and there's a new song which sort of sounds like the old song, and I thought it was the same song, but it's not.
Okay, so that's an X from my point of view.
She's involved just a little bit. What we do have is we've got Judy and Nick back. They're celebrating their big win from Zootropolis, the original Zootropolis, but this time the police are like, can you just leave us to it? But of course they're not going to leave them to it. There's this mysterious reptile who's taken this book that means the world to everybody else, and they think that this reptile is the baddie, but is the reptile the baddie? And it's up to Judy and Judy Hopps and Nick Wilde to figure out who's the baddie in this, and do they get the baddie or not? I don't know, Kira. I wonder what happens. I took my 9-year-old son and his 2 10-year-old friends with me.
Okay, no spoilers here now.
No spoilers whatsoever. They all really enjoyed it. I love getting their reviews because they really think about it. Yeah. And like one of them said to me, I loved the messages. There were so many messages. I was like, oh, Killian, tell me more. What messages were there? And he'll say, well, one of them is you shouldn't steal other people's ideas. I went, I didn't even see that one. But yes, you're right. That was a good one. It's all about, you know, fear, fear of speaking up and where courage is really important. But without being, you know, sometimes Disney can do that and you're just like, pass the saccharin, it's too much. This is actually, it's fun. What I will say, it goes for just under 2 hours. And one of the 10-year-olds who was with me was just like, I'm giving this 4.5. Because it was just that little bit too long. Okay. And there were certain characters in there that he wished were further developed, even though he wanted the film to be shorter.
Oh, my God, that child is a future in film. Love it.
Still looking for
okay, so yes, we'll all enjoy it, but it wasn't 20 minutes shorter.
Yeah. And like my 9-year-old gave it 5 stars. He said he'd tell everyone to go see it. So you know what? This is what you're saying, John. This is probably the cinema that people want to go see at the movies, something that's a bit of fun. There's some music, and it's just a mad caper type story.
Oh, good. I think I'll go and see that.
Yeah.
That sounds like...
And Shakira's not in it for too much.
She's not in it, and she's not singing Try Everything, which I think I've listened to 4,500 times already, and I can't stand. Okay, John, there's been lots of talk about this series. I never got into it.
Okay.
But it's coming to an end, Stranger Things.
Yeah. So, like, the thing is, I don't want to go into this too much because you just start losing people, and it's actually a surprisingly complicated kind of show because it's now been going, however long it's been going, a long time. Stranger Things is kind of titanic levels of nostalgia for the 80s. These kids encounter something weird in a strange place called Hawkins, and baddies and monsters and maybe government conspiracies come in. There's a really bad thing called Vecna. All the kids who are now nearly adults are fighting this guy. Here's the deal so far, right? So this morning, I get confused between American here. The first 4 episodes of the final season are now available. I was sent them. I only got to watch 2. You will be very pleased if you're a Stranger Things fan, because it's all there. But I think this is very clever. They're going to release volume 2 of part season 5 on Stephen's Day. And then on New Year's Day, the finale of the whole thing. And I think I like to see that they make TV and Netflix, the king of streamers, and you can put that on the post, are holding it back. And because it creates this kind of demand, and people who love Stranger Things will be so excited about this prospect over Christmas. You know?
Do you remember The Office finishing up and they did the 2 final episodes, wasn't it?
And same with Only Fools and Horses. When they won all the money, that was over Christmas. There's something
really special because everybody's at home and it's cozy and we've got time and you really appreciate it.
Yeah, and just on a bigger level, you know, people complain about the death of appointment TV and water quality. So I think it's great that streamers are doing stuff like this, that it's nearly there and we can all watch it on that day. You know?
And it also means it removes the chance for spoilers. I mean, there will still always be spoilers, but at least, you know, if you haven't watched the 4 episodes yet, only 4 episodes may have been spoiled for you as opposed to the whole 8.
Yeah. And I do love the conversation that comes from everybody watching everything at the same time and all speaking off the back of it. Finally, I love the sound of this. I really want to get this in, Serena. Chris Hemsworth's A Road Trip to Remember. The premise of this had me at the first word.
So I've got goosebumps, you just saying the title. Basically, Chris Hemsworth's dad, Craig Hemsworth, has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. He's in the early stages. And Of course, like every family who's going through it, you're trying to do all that you can before it progresses. So they've gone to talk to doctors, and I hope I'm getting it right. I think it's called reminiscing therapy, where basically if you take your loved one back to significant places, not just memory, like significant places in their lives, they're hoping that that might spur on things in their brain to sort of keep the memory going. Wow. This is just, it's such a beautiful film, because I think if it had been done, and now I'm biased because I'm Australian, right? But I think it's an Australian, or even if it was an Irish person, we're so laid back, right? We're not all about this Hollywood. Now we must manipulate our audience and have them cry here and make them feel this big moment. I felt like you weren't watching. Yes, a lot of people are going to be drawn to this because you were wanting to see Chris Hemsworth's life. Where did he grow up? You know, what did he look like as a child? But you quickly forget about that. And it's all about a father, and oh my God, I'm going to cry, because it's all about a father and a son, and their dynamics changing, and the son becoming the father and trying to protect the father, and going, how many of us would love to go with one of our parents or both of our parents on this significant trip? They go back down to Melbourne, recreate their house in Melbourne, go up north, meet the people up north. His mother's involved as well. Oh, it's just beautiful. A beautiful, beautiful story. It's
and kind of an honest account of what that process is, that role reversal of parent and child, and that grief that a family has to deal with when somebody they love is given that diagnosis.
And just really quickly, what's quite freaky as well is you look at photos of Craig when he was younger, and it's Chris. It's, wow. And Chris even said for him sometimes it's like, this is scary because it's like I'm looking at myself. It's a beautiful, please don't let the emotions put you off. 52 minutes, Disney Plus, give this a check out.
Oh, wow.
Love that recommendation. Okay, Serena and John, thanks for your recommendations this week. Chat to you next week.
Cheers.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code FITNESS at kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code FITNESS.